Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, April 30, 2025.
India's Economic Growth Outlook. India's Ministry of Finance recently highlighted significant challenges facing the country's economic growth for the fiscal year 2025-26. With rising trade tensions and geopolitical risks, supply chains could be disrupted, leading to higher prices. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its growth forecast for India from 6.5% to 6.2%, raising concerns about global uncertainties. This prolonged uncertainty may cause private companies to hesitate on their investment plans, which could slow down economic progress. The government believes that reducing public debt will boost domestic savings, encouraging private investment and stimulating growth. Timely action is essential now, as it presents a crucial opportunity that should not be missed.
ICJ hears case on Israel's humanitarian aid obligations. The International Court of Justice, or ICJ, is currently hearing a case about Israel's responsibilities to provide humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, which is home to around 2.3 million Palestinians. The United Nations and Palestinian representatives accuse Israel of violating international law by blocking aid since March 2, 2025, resulting in a humanitarian crisis with critical shortages of food and medical supplies. Palestinian Representative Ammar Hijazi claims that Israel is using aid as a weapon, while Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar has dismissed the hearings as a circus, asserting that Israel has already shared its position. The ICJ was tasked in December 2024 to provide an advisory opinion on Israel's obligations regarding aid from states and international organizations. Complicating matters, reports indicate that 9 staff members from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, may have been involved in the Hamas assault on October 7, 2023. These hearings could have significant consequences for the region and international relations, making this a critical moment for humanitarian efforts.
Mark Carney's election victory. A new era for Canada. Mark Carney has won an important election, becoming the new Prime Minister of Canada and leader of the Liberal Party. This victory positions him as a potential global leader, especially as U.S. President Donald Trump pursues protectionist policies. Carney, who previously led the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, is known for his extensive experience. He has expressed Canada's readiness to form alliances with like-minded countries, promoting international cooperation and free trade. With his party holding a minority in the House of Commons, Carney faces a delicate political landscape that relies on support from smaller parties. As Australia gears up for its own election, similar voter concerns are shifting support toward the centre-left Labour Party. Carney aims to strengthen Canada's economy by boosting trade with Europe, Australia, and Asian democracies like Japan. Holding the G7 presidency this year, he seeks to build international coalitions, although experts warn he may face challenges in matching the influence of leaders like Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron. Carney's election marks a pivotal moment for Canada, as it finds its place in global politics amid U.S. protectionism.
India-U.S. trade negotiations, key developments. India is actively boosting its trade talks with the United States, aiming to include a most favored nation clause. This would ensure that any favorable trade terms negotiated with other countries also apply to the U.S. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has hinted that a trade deal could be finalized soon, possibly within the week. India is showing a strong willingness to negotiate more favorably than with major partners like China, Canada, and the European Union. President Trump's proposed reciprocal tariff of 26% could significantly impact Indian exports. Ajay Srivastava, founder of the Global Trade Research Initiative, stressed India's desire to avoid these tariffs and maintain its role as a key supplier to the U.S. market. Recent discussions have prioritized 19 out of 24 categories of goods for quick negotiations, while contentious items like soybeans and military equipment may be addressed later. India has proposed reducing tariffs on U.S. frozen meat and various agricultural products from rates as high as 100% down to between 0% and 5%. In return, India seeks favorable treatment for labor-intensive sectors and a long-term commitment from the US for preferential treatment of pharmaceuticals and engineering goods.
Xi Jinping's vision for AI and global leadership. On April 29, 2025, Chinese President Xi Jinping visited Shanghai to promote advancements in artificial intelligence and assert China's role as a leader in the global South, which includes developing nations in Africa, Latin America, and parts of Asia. While he didn't directly address trade tensions with the United States, Xi highlighted China's ability to innovate and seek new markets. This trip was significant, marking his first visit to Shanghai since November 2023, emphasizing the city's importance in China's economic strategy. Experts, including Alfred Wu from the National University of Singapore, viewed Xi's actions as a show of strength, reinforcing China's commitment to technological progress. During his visit, he urged Shanghai to enhance its efforts to become a global tech hub and called for policies that support AI development. He toured an AI startup lab and showcased smart glasses to demonstrate practical applications of AI. Additionally, Xi visited the New Development Bank, a financial institution created by BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. He expressed China's eagerness to strengthen ties with the bank and share development experiences, reflecting his ambition to position China as a leader among developing nations.
Rising tensions between Pakistan and India. Tensions are escalating between Pakistan and India as a tall terror, Pakistan's information minister, warns of an imminent attack by India. On April 29, 2025, he revealed that reliable sources indicate India plans to strike within the next 24 to 36 hours. This warning follows a deadly incident in Kashmir, where 26 people lost their lives, an attack that India blames on Pakistan. Pakistan has denied any involvement and is calling for a fair investigation. In response, India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, a crucial water-sharing agreement, while Pakistan has closed its airspace to Indian airlines. Khawaja Mohammad Asif, Pakistan's defense minister, stated the country is on high alert and would only consider using nuclear weapons if its survival is directly threatened. The ongoing dispute over Kashmir raises fears of conflict, prompting close attention from the global community. What could this mean for the future of the region?
Pfizer CEO discusses tariff challenges. Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, recently tackled the pressing challenges posed by tariff uncertainty during the company's first quarter earnings call. He pointed out that the confusion surrounding former President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs on pharmaceuticals is obstructing Pfizer's ability to invest in U.S. manufacturing and research. Bourla stressed that clear tariff guidelines could enable significant investments in the country. Although a global minimum tax of around 15% has changed the tax landscape, it hasn't made the U.S. more attractive for investment without additional incentives. He revealed that Pfizer is grappling with $150 million in expenses due to existing tariffs. Furthermore, Bourla noted that the company's current outlook does not account for potential impacts from future tariffs, highlighting the unpredictable nature of trade policies and their consequences for the pharmaceutical industry.
Brazil's Supreme Court ruling on soy moratorium. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled that Mato Grosso can withdraw tax incentives from farmers involved in the soy moratorium, an agreement aimed at protecting the Amazon rainforest. This decision poses a serious challenge to conservation efforts in the world's largest rainforest. While the soy moratorium has helped slow deforestation, farmers, backed by Aprosojum T, are pushing to expand soybean cultivation to meet growing global demand. In 2022, Mato Grosso attempted to remove tax benefits for farmers following the moratorium, but the Supreme Court paused this law while reviewing its fairness. Justice Flavio Dino acknowledged the moratorium's role in conservation, but stressed it shouldn't limit state actions. This ruling will be confirmed by a panel of justices before taking effect on January 1, 2026, indicating that the legal battle over the soy moratorium is far from over, with significant implications for both conservation and Brazil's agricultural economy.
Senator Van Hollen raises concerns over migrant detention. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland is expressing deep worries about the detention of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a 29-year-old Salvadoran migrant who was mistakenly deported from Maryland to El Salvador. In a letter to President Donald Trump, Van Hollen highlighted a meeting with El Salvador's Vice President, Felix Ulloa, who indicated that Garcia's detention is tied to U.S. financial support for hosting deported individuals. This situation raises important questions about the reasons for Garcia's detention, suggesting that the Salvadoran government lacks a solid justification for holding him. Despite a U.S. Supreme Court order directing the Trump administration to help facilitate Garcia's return, he remains in custody. His lawyers deny any connection to MS-13, a gang labeled as a foreign terrorist organization. This case sheds light on ongoing debates about U.S. immigration policies and the treatment of migrants, especially in the context of financial agreements between the U.S. and El Salvador.
Trump eases auto tariffs to support U.S. manufacturing. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed two orders to ease auto tariffs, marking his 100th day in office. These measures aim to provide relief to carmakers by offering credits on certain materials, just as a new 25% import tax on automotive parts was about to kick in. The automotive sector, especially in Michigan, has been vocal about needing this support, with Trump stating it offers a little relief to those investing in U.S. production. However, the existing 25% tariffs on 8 million vehicles imported annually remain unchanged. Autos Drive America, which represents major automakers like Toyota, Volkswagen, and Hyundai, welcomed the orders but emphasized that more action is needed to rejuvenate the U.S. auto industry. The uncertainty around Trump's tariff policies was highlighted when General Motors withdrew its annual forecast despite strong quarterly sales. Meanwhile, U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick announced a trade deal with an undisclosed foreign country, which helped boost stock prices amid concerns about trade policies. A recent poll showed only 36% of respondents approve of Trump's economic management, the lowest rating of his current term. The upcoming report on the economy is expected to reveal a significant drag on growth due to these tariffs.
France blames Russia for cyber attacks. France has accused the Russian GRU, the military intelligence agency, of launching cyber attacks against various French entities since 2021. These attacks have targeted government ministries, defense companies, and think tanks, aiming to undermine the country. This is the first time France has directly blamed the Russian state based on its own intelligence. The GRU unit known as APT-28 has been active since at least 2004 and is notorious for cyber espionage. France linked APT-28 to previous incidents, including a major attack on the French television network TV5 Monde in 2015 and interference during the 2017 presidential election, where emails from Emmanuel Macron's campaign were leaked. According to France's National Cybersecurity Agency, there was a significant rise in cyber attacks attributed to Russian actors in 2024, with around 4,000 incidents reported, a 15% increase from the previous year. The French government stressed that such actions are unacceptable for a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council and is committed to countering Russia's harmful behavior in cyberspace. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions between Russia and Western nations, especially in light of the war in Ukraine.
Strengthening Japan-Philippines security ties. On April 29, 2025, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba made his first visit to the Philippines since taking office in October 2024. In a meeting with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., they pledged to enhance security cooperation amid rising tensions with China over territorial disputes in the East and South China Seas. They plan to negotiate a military support agreement to assist Japanese forces during joint training exercises in the Philippines. This follows a significant defense deal ratified by the Philippine Senate in December 2024. Their discussions come as confrontations between Chinese and Philippine vessels increase, particularly after China accused six Filipinos of illegally landing on Sandy Cay. The strengthened ties between Japan and the Philippines reflect shared concerns about China's expansionist goals and a growing alignment with the United States. Ishiba emphasized the importance of cooperation among Japan, the Philippines, and the U.S., especially regarding the economic impacts of recent tariffs.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.